There's a website to check up on healthcare providers. It's called the Wisconsin Collaborative for Quality Healthcare. The group recently added more members and redesigned its homepage to be more interactive. Those who click on the site can check up on the success or failure of certain healthcare providers in different areas of the state. They can also see how well a particular hospital or clinic does in treating certain diseases. Diabetes, a growing health problem in the U.S., was added to the website this year. Dr. John Toussaint is part of the collaborative.
So you can sort of look at each medical group and their overall diabetes control, and that is something that's unique and new, and as far as we know, nobody's really been able to do that around the country.
Wisconsin's been in the forefront of trying to help consumers compare health care in hopes of lowering the escalating cost of medical treatment. The collaborative website does not provide price estimates of common procedures, though. Another site by the Wisconsin Hospital Association does, but it's been criticized for providing retail prices, not the actual discounted prices that insurance companies often negotiate. Darcy Haber of Wisconsin Citizen Action says these online health comparisons can be helpful, but only to a point.
I think it's always good to have more information for the consumer, but we don't want to be unrealistic about how much they're going to use that information. If they're sick, they're probably not going to be able to shop around. And if they have one insurance plan that tells them to go to one hospital, they're not going to be able to go to another hospital.
Participation in the online comparisons is voluntary, and not all healthcare providers in the state have signed on. Many worry about unfair comparisons with competitors. There was proposed legislation to require healthcare organizations to provide the public with more information about price and quality. It never became law. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.